Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Children's Sunday School presentation of Once Upon a Manger. This year's program will be a little different. It is a paperback pageant. The whole congregation will be helping to tell the story of Jesus' birth. All the parts for the program are in paper bags, so the kids are going to be as surprised as all of you at which role they will be playing today. If you got a paper bag from one of the kiddos, it means you have a part. Some will be able to participate from their seats. If you have a role to come up on the stage, you will have a speaking line included in your bag. During the first hymn, I want you all to put on your costumes so we're ready to go.
If you would all please grab your hymnals, because we're not going to have the screen this morning. Turn to number 216, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee, Israel's strength and consolation. Hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
You know what I love about Christmas?
What?
These noisemaker things you blow in, and the little shiny strip of paper rolls out and then back in again.
I think those are more of New Year thing.
Really? Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I think I read somewhere that they use them in England at Christmas time.
You're thinking of crackers.
I know what crackers are. They're those round things you put cheese on.
Not those kind of crackers. Christmas crackers. Everyone gets one at dinner and then pulls on the end and a small toy or candy falls out.
I think that's called the finger trap.
No! That's the... Never mind. Do you know what I love about Christmas?
Eggnog?
No, well, yes, actually, but that's not what I meant. At Christmas time, I love stories.
Oh, like Frosty the Snowman?
No, it's...
Ooh, I know, Rudolph.
Nope, not Rudolph.
What is it then?
It's the great story, a true story. Some people even call it the greatest story ever told, and I just happen to have it right here.
Then let's hear it.
Well, I'm going to need a little help.
From me? I'm sitting here ready to listen. I don't know what more I could do.
Listening is great. You do just that. I don't need your help. I need their help.
Oh, I thought they were just here to listen, too.
Not this year. They're going to help us bring the story to life.
Ooh, that's cool. Now I'm super excited.
If everyone's ready, we can start the story. Do you have your costumes on?
Yes.
Okay, great. Then let's get ready to tell the story of the very first Christmas, the night Jesus was born.
Hey, I think I've heard this story before.
Maybe so, but never like this. Now here we go. Once upon a manger.
I see what you did there, like once upon a time.
I thought you were going to listen.
Right, sorry.
Now where was I? Once upon a manger, a long, long time ago.
Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
In the town of Nazareth, in Galilee, there was a young woman named Mary. One extraordinary day, an angel named Gabriel appeared to Mary.
Wow, it's not every day that an angel miraculously appears in front of you. Very cool.
Yes, it was. The angel Gabriel turned to Mary and said,
Do not be afraid.
He told Mary, You have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
Mary must have been so surprised.
Yes, she was, but she was honored that God had chosen her for this special task. So she said to Gabriel,
Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
Mary must have been very brave.
Yes, she was very brave. Now, at this time, Mary had promised to be married to a man named Joseph.
Matthew 1:18-25. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, was unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save people from their sins. And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angels of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
When Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, I'm sure he didn't know what to think. Joseph was troubled. Once more, God sent his angel Gabriel. This time Gabriel appeared to Joseph in a dream. Gabriel said to Joseph,
Do not be afraid.
That's right. Gabriel told him, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Gabriel dropped a major knowledge bomb on Mary and Joseph, didn't he?
He sure did.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth.
Let's all turn to number 236 in the hymnal as we sing together, Silent Night, Holy Night.
Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming.
Now in those days, Caesar Augustus decreed that all the people in the land of Judea must return to the city where their family was from to be counted for the census. A census was ordered to number each nation by family and tribe. Joseph, a Judean, had to return to his ancestral home, so Mary and Joseph packed up and traveled the long journey to Bethlehem.
So Mary and Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem just to give their names for the census?
Yes, and remember, they had to travel all the way on foot, or possibly only the help of a donkey. To help them.
I hope they had good shoes.
They probably had sandals.
Wow.
And don't forget, Mary was pregnant.
Double wow.
Can I get back to the story now?
Yes, please. I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Luke 2, 6 through 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Now Mary and Joseph had to find somewhere to stay. Mary knew that the baby was coming, so they needed to find a place, and fast.
There was no room in the inn.
There's no room in the inn.
There's no room at the inn.
Well, that was probably a problem for our weary travelers, wasn't it?
It sure was. Thank goodness they were able to find shelter elsewhere. We don't know exactly where they were able to find room, but we know somewhere that had a manger.
A manger?
Yes, a manger, like a trough used to feed animals hay in.
Animals? What kind of animals?
Well, it could have been used to feed a cow, or even a horse, or maybe a pig.
Could it have been a duck?
More likely a lamb or sheep.
Wow, can you imagine if all those animals are talking at the same time?
And there in the same place where the animals were fed, something miraculous happened. Mary gave birth to the Son of God. And the baby was named as Gabriel had directed Joseph and Joseph's dream.
Call his name Jesus.
Oh.
Luke 2:8-14. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Luke 2:15-20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Nearby in a field, shepherds were tending to their sheep. In the fields were quiet at night, except for the sheep who would occasionally say, "Suddenly an angel appeared." The shepherds were surely startled. In front of them stood an angel from heaven. The angel said, "The angel continued saying, 'I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' Then suddenly a choir of angels appeared in the sky. They praised God and said, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' And it was then that the shepherds knew they must travel to Bethlehem to see the Messiah.
But what happened to the sheep?
What do you mean?
If the shepherds went to Bethlehem to see the Messiah, who watched out for the sheep?
That's a good question. Maybe the shepherds brought the sheep with them.
You heard it, sheep. Better get to the manger.
When the shepherds saw the newborn baby Jesus, they knelt down and praised him. And all across the land, the good news spread of the birth of the Messiah.
All right, men, if you have a son or sons in the program, would you please join them on stage as we all sing together number 226, "Good Christian Men Rejoice."
Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Man and beast before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
But what about the wise men?
What about them?
Everyone knows there are three wise men in this story.
Sorry. The wise men didn't arrive for many months later, possibly years after Jesus was born.
But there are no nativity scenes at home. They're so cute with their beards and little gift boxes.
Don't worry, the wise men are in our story too.
Matthew 2, 1 through 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, the wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?"
Matthew 2, 9 through 11. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
If you would all please now turn to 228 as we sing all five verses of We Three Kings of Orient Are. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, omen raising, worship him God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Soaring, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, earth to heaven replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
God created a special star high in the sky.
Star.
What?
You know, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Are you done?
Yes, please continue.
Wise men called Magi traveled from the east to worship the newborn king. When they arrived,
many months later,
they knelt before Jesus.
We come bearing gifts.
We come bearing gifts.
We come bearing gifts. They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They came to worship Jesus and share the joy that Jesus, the Messiah and King, had been born.
And they all lived happily ever after.
This isn't a fairy tale. It's the true story of the birth of Jesus a long, long time ago.
Once upon a time.
Right.
In a manger.
Right again.
What a great story.
Better than Frosty?
Way better than Frosty. You might even say it's the greatest story ever told.
Imagine that. Well, I think there's only one more thing left to say.
What's that?
Merry Christmas!
Well, thank you all. Thank you, kids. Let's give them another round of applause. You all have been working so hard on that. That came off very well. Thank you guys so much. Indeed, that is the greatest story that's ever told. And, of course, we all know that the whole point of that story was that Christ came to bring us salvation. That Christ was born as a man in order to go to a cross. You can't tell the story of Christmas without the story of Easter. Christ was born to die. He was born for this, to set us free from our sins by his death on the cross, that all who believe in him may have eternal life. And so this Christmas, I think, to just close off our program, this should just be the good question. Do you believe? Have you set your faith in Christ? If you have not, I invite you to do that today. You can find me, a number of the elders, or really any of the men here in this church, women, just find them and they will be happy to tell you more. All right. Do I need to make any announcements before we are done? I don't really think so. So let me just pray and then we can be done. Our Father, thank you. Thank you for your great love for us, that you sent Christ Jesus, your Son, to die in our place, that we could have eternal life. We are humbled, overwhelmed, and amazed at the extent and lavishness of your grace. Lord, help us every day to live in thankfulness and joy. Great are you, greatly to be praised. Thank you for everything that has happened today. In Jesus' name, amen.